Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Tell Anyone podcast, the podcast where we say things but then we don't tell anyone. No, actually, just a podcast where I yap about something new every Tuesday. Thank you for joining me. Today's a very chill episode. As you can tell, I'm in my PJs. I'm cozied up and I'm ready to talk about my favorite things in the whole wide world. I'm talking products I literally cannot live without. Like, I would die if I didn't have them. No, I wouldn't die, but I would be really sad. The things that I keep going back to, the things that I could just preach about to other people, I'm going to preach about them to you in case you're interested in any of them. We will be primarily going over three categories: tech, wellness, and beauty slash makeup slash whatever. Starting off with tech. One of my favorite tech things that I've purchased. Let me actually think about it, because I've been using it for so many years. I think I've purchased maybe six by now. It is the Canon G7X. And you know what? Let's just start right there. Why did I buy six? Well, one time I lost it. Another time I lost it. Another time. Listen, it's an amazing camera that I will tell you guys about, but it does have one singular flaw, which is the lens gets stuck opening and closing sometimes. And one time it got stuck so bad that baby would never open up again. Boom, bought another one immediately. Like, no questions asked. I love the camera that much. I don't care how many times I lose or break it or something happens. I will keep repurchasing it, perhaps forever. Why? A few reasons. You might have seen this camera go viral recently, especially on TikTok. Not even recently, the last year, people have been loving it because it takes gorgeous flash photos. Like, you look airbrushed, genuinely. You look Photoshopped from the click of a button. It has this cute little pop-out flash, which I haven't seen on many other digital cameras or vlogging cameras. So you click the button, the little flash pops out, and I think that's why the flash is much better than it is on phones or on other cameras. It's just because this one pops out and is a little bigger and more substantial. But yeah, it is beautiful for selfies or taking photos of someone with flash on. Like, it makes me want to do a photo shoot right heckin' now. But before the last year or two where people have been raving about that, I've been loving this camera for maybe seven years. If you watch any of my old vlogs and they look semi-decent, I'm using the Canon G7X. It's just been the most reliable vlog camera, and I have experimented with countless others. But I always go back to the Canon G7X for a few reasons. One, I love Canon colors. Like, the colors on that camera are so pretty. You don't need to edit it. Two, the stabilization. It's pleasing footage to look at. There are some cameras that, sure, are higher quality or better framing or whatever. But when I look back at the footage, it's not an enjoyable viewing experience because the footage isn't as smooth and stable as it is on the G7X. It's small. Throw it in a purse, throw it in your pocket. So, so portable, which is great for vlogging. And last, but certainly not least, maybe one of the most important things, it makes you look pretty. Yeah, it makes you look pretty without looking like your AI or your too airbrushed. There are some Sony vlog cameras that are nice, but the skin smoothing is way too much. This one just makes you look like a pretty nice, normal human being. Very flattering. Adore this camera. Oh, if they discontinued it and mine broke, bye. You're never seeing me again. No, I'm kidding. But it is really great. Does everyone need it? No, but it is great for all the reasons I just mentioned. Dos, the Numoa Light, another product that is extremely loved on TikTok. It's just a little clip-on light. that you put on while you're filming. I don't have much to say aside from it's the best clip-on light. I've bought many and tried many. It has a few light profiles, like cool, medium, warm. And the only thing that they could make better about it is making the clip-on a bit sturdier. Or if they could make a phone case with the light on top and have it be adjustable, so it's not always like this huge panel on your face. And like, it is adjustable, like how much brightness, but even the lowest level is like pretty dang bright. So I wish that was a bit more adjustable, but it's still just the best casual clip-on phone light on the market right now. And it's also a great handheld light. Like, I've brought it to parties, and as I'm taking a photo of someone, I'll just whip it out and boom, they look 10 times better. Like, highly recommend that as well. Both obviously very content creator-ish things. The next few things that I mentioned are not, so do not fret. Next up is actually a gaming item, the Wooding 60HE. I love that keyboard. And you guys know I've been gaming for decades. Not decades. I've been gaming since I was like 12. That's a decade. And I have never seen a keyboard come out with such innovative technology like this one. And I know, I sound like an ad. Guess what? None of this is sponsored. I don't want any of this to be sponsored, because if you know it's not sponsored, you know I'm telling the truth. But whatever products I'm mentioning, y'all better not be clipping me like, she advertised our products. You will be hearing from my lawyers. Unless I really like you. To be fair, if you're on this list, I do really like you. So maybe ask first. Anyways, the Wooding 60HE. Keyboard technology innovation like no other. And I know you're probably thinking, what do you even mean? We've been having keyboards. Different color keys, different sounds, different blah, blah, blah. What could be so different about this keyboard? Baby, let me tell you, okay? If you want to know in detail, go look up a video, but I'm going to explain it to you in the most succinct way that I possibly can. So, with most keyboards, you have a key that you press down, right? And at a certain point, it registers as, oh, you know, maybe the halfway mark, let's say. At past the halfway mark, it registers as you press this key. And then maybe once it brings it back up past the halfway mark, the key is no longer pressed, right? Wooding changed that entirely by letting you choose when that middle point or that threshold is, which maybe doesn't sound revolutionary, but they're the first keyboard I know who's fucking done it. And the technology that they have, you can just like adjust it on a Chrome web page. You can download their program. You can just plug in the keyboard and adjust it where you want. So if you want to literally flutter on a key very lightly and for it to register as you pressing the key, you can set it to that. If you want to have to press like really hard, maybe on a key that you notice, oh, when I'm gaming, I accidentally press my space bar too easily, just the way that I'm holding my hands. You can make it so that you have to press it really hard for it to register as a key. And you can set this, yes, per individual key on your keyboard. And if you're playing a game where counter-strafing is really important, if you don't know what counter-strafing is, it's essentially like, in certain games, you will only shoot accurately if you're not moving. So if you're moving, you need to stop and then shoot. And the speed at which you're doing that and hitting certain keys and hitting back, I don't want to get too into the nitty-gritty, but all of these things are really important, and being able to adjust that threshold, it has made me a better Valorant player by at least 15%. I'm not joking. 15 to 20% improvement from buying a single product is unheard of. Fucking unheard of. And the other thing that's really cool is that, as I mentioned before, usually, like, let's say there's a midpoint threshold, and then the key has to go back up past that threshold point to register as, oh, it's no longer being pressed. They give you an option to make it so that, let's say you press the key down past the threshold, as soon as you take your finger off, it counts as it's not being pressed. It doesn't have to go all the way back up or all the way halfway up for it to count as not being pressed. I either sound like I'm speaking gibberish or I sound like I'm telling you about the coolest shit ever and it's really making sense, and I hope it's making sense. But everything that I'm detailing goes to show how a fraction of a second makes a huge difference when you're gaming. And if you game or if you're into any sort of competitive field, you know a fraction of a second is a world of a difference sometimes. So yes, I adore that keyboard and I cannot see myself using any other keyboard that actually. And I hate to say that because, bitch, I could be making so much money being sponsored by a keyboard company right now. But I like what the hell I like. And when something's that good, I can't pretend to like something else. I just can't do it. I can't. Next up, something very small and random, but that has made a huge difference in my life. It's a shower phone holder, okay? It's this thing that you suction cup to your shower wall. So when you're in the shower, you can put your phone in the shower. Yeah. But it makes a big difference to me because I like to watch some shit when I'm in the shower. I like to listen to some shit when I'm in the shower. It's kind of hard to like text, but you put it in and then you close it and the screen there, you can kind of touch a little bit. Like you probably can't send a full text message, but if you're watching a video and it ends and there's a few videos there, boom, you can tap another one to watch. I love it. It makes shower time so much easier and more fun and enjoyable. And if you guys are curious about any of these products and you want me to link them or anything, I'm probably gonna link like my Amazon shop in the description and I'll make like a group of all the stuff that I'm talking about. If you want to click it and give me commission, cool. If you just want to see what it is and not give me commission, I don't really care. I just want it to be easier for you guys to find. So hopefully it will be there. Next up in tech, something that I use every damn day, my Google Calendar and Notion and Todoist. Okay, I don't know if you guys ever heard of like it's almost like a second brain. There's this second brain concept that is pretty popular in the productivity sphere online, and it describes creating a second brain, either digitally or via paper, where you jot down all of the things that are important, but that you can't remember to 100% detail off the top of your mind. That is what Notion is to me. I put so much of my life on Notion. If I have a random idea that I'm excited about, into Notion it goes. If there's a store that I really like, I have a Notion list for all of the stores that I like. Because sometimes you find stuff you really enjoy and then you forget the brand for months at a time. So if I'm ever like, ooh, I'm looking to buy some new things, I go to my Notion page where it's all listed and I can shop freely. Everything that I'm talking about right now also is on my Notion page. I should have prefaced. If you don't know what Notion is, it's like a big Google document that you can aesthetically decorate however you please and make a bunch of lists and notes and draw and link and photos and whatever. Notion is almost anything you want it to be. I have a content manager where I jot content ideas and how to execute them. I have a therapy page where I write down notes for my therapy sessions. I have a team meeting page where I talk about the meetings that I did with my team or things that I want to talk about with my managers or agents. I have 2023 vision board, merch, inspo, and things that I want to do for merch. The stores that I like list, restaurants that I like. I'm going to Texas soon, so I have a page just for what I want to do in Texas. I even jot down like future things, like what I want to be like in the future. It's really like the biggest online journal. I have a reading and watch list, things I want to read and watch, daily routine, a journal, like just a straight up journal. I mean, I have a paper journal, but this is like a digital journal for big moments that I want to be able to go back to at any time. I have so much in here, like actually so much. And it's nice because it's organized and it's there if and when I need it, but I don't need to remember it all the time. I don't need to figure out which journal it's in or which Google document I put it in. It's all organized there and it's beautiful. It's aesthetically pleasing. You can decorate the page in really cool ways, which I like. So yes, my Notion Todoist is just a to-do app, which I just use for very quick tasks that I want to do within the day, essentially. Like, I want to do my laundry and I write it and so I can check it off easily and it's gone. Or, oh, I need to film the podcast today, do my laundry and do groceries. I'll write those down so I can check those off easily off of my phone. And anything larger than that, anything more substantial or more detailed, that all goes into my Notion. And my Google Calendar, I just live and die by my calendar. But I also have a very particular life where it's like, my managers need to put things on my calendar, my assistant, my agent, my whatever. But I will put everything. I will put my hangouts with friends. I will put me time. I've started literally blocking out time in my Google Calendar and I just write me time. Do not fucking bother me from 4 p.m. onwards here. And I'll block it off because some of the people that I work with, they see what times are blocked off in my calendar, and I will block off personal time. I will block off a bath time if I want to. I want to take a fucking bath from 6 to 8 p.m. And when you see that in your calendar, it reminds you, oh shit, I got to do this. So if you need help either being productive, put that on your calendar. If you need help doing more self-care or taking time off, put time off on your calendar. There is one more tech item technically, but I put it in wellness. But the last thing I want to mention here is dimmable lights. I use a bunch of Hue, H-U-E, dimmable lights on my nightstand, in my living room, lamps around the house, and oh my God, do I love it so much. I don't know if you guys have seen these videos, usually shorts like TikTok or IG Reel, where they talk about the secondary light. Like if you go into a kitchen and there's like a bright overhead light that's like white, fluorescent, like you're in a goddamn hospital, turn that off and you put on like a nice yellow lamp, a secondary light, and all of a sudden the place just looks gorgeous. Not just looks gorgeous, but your mood is more at ease. Like lighting really impacts our mood. On top of that, there is a lot of importance to lower and warmer lights as the day goes on. Like if it's nighttime, you kind of want to have warmer lights or even red lights, which you can set on Hue. Like you can set any color light and you want it to not be like overhead because to your brain, that kind of signals like, oh, it's daytime. But if you have under lighting, which I do in my kitchen, or even just like warm lamps, that's way better for nighttime, way better for honestly, just your brain to produce melatonin, to regulate your circadian rhythm, and to make you sleepy so that you sleep good. So yes, I love my dimmable lights. They've made a significant difference in my home and in my life. Next up, wellness. Starting off with, of course, my supplements. If you want to know more, maybe watch the Glow Up episode, but the ones that I recommend the most, inositol for any girly pops, really helps regulate your hormones. Vitamin D for almost everyone, magnesium for almost everyone, and berberine for anyone who wants to manage their blood sugar levels or their weight. Just supplements in general have made actually a huge difference in my life. Obviously, finding the ones that make the biggest impact for you is going to take a little bit of trial and error. A bit more of a niche wellness thing, a sound therapy machine that I put beside my bed. And I experience tinnitus sometimes, meaning I hear like just sounds in my ear, like kind of freaks me out. And sometimes I start overthinking if I'm hearing sounds or not. It's a whole thing. I'm not going to get into it right now, but the sound therapy machine has a bunch of really soothing sounds that I can alternate through. It ranges from like rainy evenings or you know, your seaside or a fireplace, or there's even like a laundromat, you know, like literally the sound of laundry. Any kind of soothing sound you can imagine, they have, and you can just alternate through it by clicking a button, make it louder or quieter. And I've noticed just having sound in the back has helped me not think about tinnitus, or in general, just helped me turn my brain off a little bit when I'm in my room, because now I can just focus on this peaceful, sleepy, cute sound. So I really, really like it. I know there are even alarm clocks and stuff that have sound therapy. And honestly, if you don't want to buy a little machine, of course, you can just use your phone. But it's been nice to have a dedicated machine for that too, because then I can use my phone for other things. Another wellness thing, which actually the next two, wait, actually all three of these overlap a little bit with tech, but I find they're more wellness centric. The next one is my Sleep 8 pod, which again could totally be an ad read. And also makes me sad to mention because I learned about it from the from Andrew Huberman's podcast. But hey, still a good takeaway. The Sleep 8 pod, is this mattress pod thing. It's essentially the system that you plug into a mattress that you buy that allows it to heat and cool the mattress from within. And you can select how hot or how cold you want your bed to be. You can also set it differently for like the left or right side if you sleep alongside someone who might want a different temperature. And it has, you know, I thought it would be like a cool addition to my wellness routine or something. Because if you didn't know, your body tends to cool 1 or 2 degrees before it goes to bed. So there are ways that you can replicate this cooling of your body temperature to make you sleepier and make it easier to fall and stay asleep. So I thought it would just be something like, oh, maybe this will help me sleep better. But it has become an oddly therapeutic and comforting thing. And what I mean by that is some days I will just have a shit day. I will be feeling terrible, but being able to go to my phone, set my bed temperature to like +6 degrees, get in there and snuggle up. Oh my God, like that is luxury. I don't even know how to describe it, but wow, it has been so nice. And sometimes like if I have a tummy ache, if I'm cramping, if sometimes I just get really cold as a human being, I can get in bed, set my bed temperature. It goes up to like +9 or +10 degrees. And you will just get warmed up through your bed. I fucking love it. And you know what? On really hot days, I could probably set it to be really cold and lay in there too. It's not cheap. It's probably the most expensive thing that I'm going to mention today. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it. I really do. And it's one of the coolest things that I've ever purchased. And I'm not going to lie, I've bought a lot of shit. So I'm kind of trustworthy. No, but seriously, I love buying and trying new shit. If anything, I can make a series about the shit that I bought and that was ass. And it would be like a 2-hour-long podcast. But instead, I'll just tell you guys about the good stuff. The next thing, very, very quick mention, a meditation app. Or even just looking up meditations on YouTube. Huge. Just such an important part of my day. I like the Calm app. I like Headspace. I think those are both really great. Use whatever you like. I also think that there's an even better catalog just on YouTube. Like if you can find even a niche 10-minute meditation that you really like, ooh, chef's kiss, chef's kiss. Next up, and again, okay, the next two, I don't even know if they count, but I put them in here because to me they count. Number one, matcha. Matcha is a product that is pivotal in my life. I love matcha. For me personally, I don't metabolize caffeine too well, so I have a really hard time drinking coffee without getting really jittery, antsy, even anxious, or not sleeping well. So matcha has been a great boost of energy, or honestly just a fun little drinkity drink that doesn't make me go haywire, and there aren't very many negative side effects for me personally. I metabolize it pretty well, and I just love it a bunch. There is one specific brand. It's called The Matcha Tokyo, literally matcha made in Japan. And I visited there years ago in Japan, and it was just the best matcha I ever had. And they started selling online. So if you want to try it, I recommend it. There's lots of good matcha brands. And there are so many bad ones. Like, actually, there are so many bad ones. So if you want a reputable one, the Matcha Tokyo, 100%, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked by how good matcha can be. If you thought matcha tastes like grass, you're having bad matcha. Like, it actually pisses me off when people say that matcha tastes like grass or that matcha is bad. You're drinking bad matcha. You're drinking bottom of the barrel scraped up matcha. You're drinking third party, it expired 2 months ago, but they're still selling it matcha. Not the fresh shit, not the in the shade shit, not the straight from Japan shit. That's the good matcha. And you will never think that it tastes like grass. It could be delicious, like the yummiest. Sometimes good matcha can even start tasting like chocolatey. It's so good. Anyways, I'm going to shut up now. If you know, you know. And if you don't, I'm sorry you don't know. Next, I put my cats. Why? I don't know. I put my cats. Can't live without them. Love them so much. I think this was the part of the list where I started thinking, what is something that if I didn't have it anymore, I would get another one immediately? My cats. If I didn't have a cat anymore, God forbid, I would get another one immediately. I have two right now. And I do think that if one unfortunately passed away, I would either have a baby or get a cat. Sometimes I struggle not to get a third or a fourth. And if you think that I should, please DM me. Like, if you have three cats and it was substantially better than two, let me know. Because right now I'm really content with two, but I could go for a third. They're probably the thing that has elevated my general quality of life and happiness the most. So if you've always thought about getting a cat, this is your sign. I promise you will not regret it. Last but not least, I put this in wellness and it does not belong in wellness. That was a complete accident. So I'm going to put this in its own category of house. I don't know. Magic erasers. Yeah. Mr. Clean magic erasers. Yeah. That shit is actually magic. Like, I have these white kitchen counters and sometimes stuff just stains them. And I will be scrubbing like my life depends on it. Lord knows I'm not that great at housework. And I just cannot get this stain out. One magic eraser swipe and it's gone. It's just fucking gone. What do they put in there? Also, you can use it on your walls. You would not believe the difference that it makes to just wipe a white wall. Your room will be looking brand new. Your room will look clean even if it's not. Last but not least, beauty slash makeup. One of my recent insane obsessions, not that it's insane, but I'm insanely obsessed with it, are these UV mirrors, these like UV sunscreen mirrors that you can buy on Amazon, again, for a handful of dollars. What it does is like you pop it open and it has a mirror and almost like a camera. It has a camera, yeah. And you turn it on and it shows you how much UV protection is on your face. Yep. So if you put a sunscreen on, let's say your arm, and you put the camera on top, you see that if it's really good UV protection and it's still there, it's black. And if there's no protection, it's either gray or white, like a really light gray or white. But you can actively see whether your sunscreen works and whether your sunscreen is still there. So I have been doing an insane amount of tests, like testing all these different sunscreens. I'll look at it when I apply it and I'll be like, oh, I missed these spots, and I'll apply it again there. And then throughout the day, I'll see how it wears. I'll look at it again and be like, oh my God, this sunscreen wore off entirely. Whereas if I was looking in a mirror, I wouldn't be able to tell at all. But looking at this UV mirror, like, it just gives me so much helpful information. So now I know which sunscreens last the most, which ones wear the best under makeup and are actually still there. Like, it's just great because we all know how important UV protection is, whether for skin cancer or just for anti-aging or for acne or just skin health in general. So I highly recommend this. Like, I cannot recommend this enough. And it's just fun. It is fun to have this little pop open mirror where you can see how much sunscreen you still have on. Next up, pasties and NEIWAI bras. I hate bras. Like, bras are an abomination. Genuinely, I fucking hate them. And I've been trying not to swear, but I kind of just want to be mean for a minute. Bras fucking suck. They're uncomfortable. They're tight. I don't want something uncomfortable and tight on me all the time. And if you're a man that's listening to this, and you're like, it's probably not a big deal. Okay, imagine something was cupping your ball sack up, right up against your body the entire day. And you could feel it the entire day. And when you walk, you felt it encapsulating your ball sack. Like, would that not fucking suck? You'd want to take it off. And that's why when we get home and we take off our bras, it's a sigh of relief. Like, now I'm free. Well, fuck it. I want to be free all the damn time. And honestly, nipples are not that big of a fucking deal. It's a nipple. Everybody has one. Do you realize that? Like, hard or soft or showing or not, everybody got some motherfucking nipples. What are you so shocked about? Like, it's your first time seeing them. Huh? Anyways, for some reason, I feel very strongly about this topic. All in all, pasties are great because you could just slap them on and now nobody sees your nipples, because I do prefer something to cover, but not a hard wire metal thing holding my yitties. It's tired. It's tired. And I don't know why it's giving patriarchy. Like, why do I need a wire under my yitties 24/7? I don't want it. I don't want it. Otherwise, the Niue bras are great. They're just like these thin, no-wire bras that are really comfortable to the point that sometimes I forget that I'm wearing them. So those are my two go-tos. Bras suck. They just do. They just do. And I love the look of no bras. Anyways, moving on before I get too crazy. Micro Q-tips. Didn't even know this existed. Like, you know a regular Q-tip that goes in your ears? If you do your makeup and you want to adjust things really precisely, get a micro Q-tip. It's essentially like a wooden stick with cotton at the end, and you can draw the sharpest line. Like, you can clean something so perfectly. Gone are the days of wiping any makeup away with a Q-tip. Huh, inaccurate, bulbous, weird. A micro Q-tip, you could do magic with it. Highly recommend, again, for anyone who really likes doing their makeup. Last but not least, for years, I've tried so many different eyeliners, and there's only one that I've stuck with for a substantial amount of time, and that is the Flower Nose Eyeliner. They have a brown one that is beautiful and a black one that is also beautiful. Flower Nose, like flower, and then K-N-O-W-S. Really just like it. Is it perfect, like it'll stay on 24/7? No, but it applies beautifully. Like, it applies so beautifully, and it has good lasting power. I think it's impossible to find, like, a tattoo eyeliner that also has a really nice brush. But this one is just good enough that I have not thought about purchasing any other eyeliner. And that's huge, because I've been purchasing different eyeliners for so many years. I don't know if anyone else can relate. I just did not have like a go-to. I had like a good enough, a good enough. And this one is like good, good enough, like pretty damn good. The only way to really make it better is sometimes to set it with like black eyeliner, or even go over it with an eyeliner that you know has like insane staying power, maybe something that's waterproof. But I usually haven't done waterproof. That's probably why. But it's just so damn good. The brush tip is the most beautiful that I've ever seen, and it'll just give you a beautiful line. I adore it. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna end this before I faint from just yapping about things that I love. Like, I really did get so passionate, and I don't know why, but thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you know what to do. Follow on Spotify, follow on Instagram if you want, rate us 5 stars. And if you don't want to do those things, just know I respect that. I respect your desires. Only do it if you wanna. And if you don't, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I hope to see you in the next one. Okay? Okay. Bye.